Some great actors can be found right out on our city streets, and they are using their skills to stay alive. Commentator Andrei Kudrescu heard from one of them. A street person named Horst sent Andrei an email about the world of panhandling.
"I must say," Horst wrote, "I currently have taken up temporary residence in New York City, and every day I go out and panhandle my ass off with at least 6 other people. This art is completely not dead, and it is actually getting harder. I'm lucky if I finish with $30 by the end of the night. $30 is barely enough for my dog and I. I am now going to spang you through this email. Please, if you have friends in New York City, talk them into being more wholehearted if they aren't already, and help with these dwindling financial problems that us nomadic panhandlers face each day." I've taken the liberty of quoting Horst at some length, not just because he is an articulate spokesperson for what I was sure was a lost art, but for his skillful use of the neologism spange, a word I never heard before and that could be worth, if this was a fair world, at least $100,000. There are people, for instance, who are making $100,000 a year, dreaming up names for nauseating new drinks. Horst could jump right into the booze war and name a vodka drink spange. In fact, I'm willing to bet that anyone who can use the language and the internet as admirably as Horst is not panhandling for money, but for art. Sure, he's begging for a living, but he's doing people a favor by tossing neologisms their way. It is possible that some of Horst's beneficiaries walk right into their glass penthouses with a word like spange between their frappuccino glistening lips and make $100,000 by just dropping it. Would Horst's dog drink a vodka drink called spange? Only test marketing can tell. I used to think that beggars served an ecological and spiritual function, that they were a monastic order that drained off society's excess. Now I'm beginning to suspect that they are a lot more than that, an actual resource that creates opportunities and feeds a new urban class consisting of advertisers and copywriters. In the spirit of spange, I join my voice to that of Horst to urge you to cough up the cash before your slick jobs evaporate.
Andrei Kudrescu lives in New Orleans.